Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You have a new text message.
Well, let's go. Let's spin the text roulette wheel. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Text roulette.
Yeah, it's the mix.
12.
Number 12 says, I'm planning on telling my wife of 31 years I want a divorce. She's become boring and has no ambition anymore. Hold on, there's a typo here. I only have one life and want to be happy. Is telling her after our daughter graduates college this weekend a good time? So it sounds like this mixed texter is saying, I'm just going to wait until the party's over, then drop this bomb. 414-432-1099. Call in right now and let us know what kind of advice you would give this mixed texter. And again, this is the person that's planning on blowing up the marriage.
I'm splitting hairs here,
you
but
are
I'm
speechless, it seemed like, for a second.
I really, really hope that they aren't specifically asking when you're starting to clean up all the hors d'oeuvres and you're putting the cap back on the salsa
right?
jar and putting it in the refrigerator after the party because you know you always have extra salsa.
Good point, Elizabeth.
I hope that's not the time to say, hey, by the way.
So, great party.
But if you're wondering when is the best time to tell someone, having had to tell someone, hey, I think we should get a divorce, there is no perfect time, but there's a better time, and the better time is not right after...
Yeah.
You have the graduation party.
Well, and so I guess the text says, I only have one life. I want to be happy. Is telling her after our daughter graduates college this weekend a good time? So it doesn't say like, you know, doesn't seem like they're really anxious and eager to tell, but at least after this weekend, a good time. All right. There you are. Congratulations. There's the dinner, whatever they're doing. And now maybe the next day, maybe that evening after everybody leaves. And things are all cleaned up.
I wouldn't do it that evening.
If you're
adamant that you want to go through with this and you are entitled to do so, and it sounds like that you and your partner are living different lifestyles and the lifestyles aren't blending together and you are 100% set on this, I wouldn't wait too long, but I don't think it has to be within 24 hours of the graduation party because then it tarnishes a really big moment for your family and for your daughter. Forever when you talk about or reminisce or think about, oh, the graduation party and all the pictures.
Yeah.
You don't
right.
want that to taint that memory that has really nothing to do with your child, your daughter.
So again,
separate that a little bit. Maybe let that simmer for a while before a week, a couple days.
You
don't,
want a week
don't,
or a
don't
days?
Do it right away, though.
Okay. So again, we will recap for you. It's text roulette. We do it each weekday morning right around this time. I'm planning on telling my wife of 31 years I want a divorce. She's become boring and has no ambition anymore. I only have one life and want to be happy. Is telling her after our daughter graduates college this weekend a good time? We'll go over to the phones right now. Hi, it's The Mix. Who's this?
This is Peggy. Hey, Peggy, hey. What do you want to say?
Hey, you know, just thinking about it, you know, I would, you know, play it like you were saying in the head. What if you have a graduation party, you know, you're not going to be able to mingle because there's going to be animosity between everybody, and it's not going to be a memorable moment for the graduate.
Well, and this person who's planning...
Wait, hang on. Can we also talk about this for a second? Mother's Day is coming up.
Mother's Day is coming up. Yes.
Well, that really complicates things a lot.
And college graduation is this weekend, so maybe college graduation is Saturday, so this person wants to tell the wife of 31 years, I want a divorce. Like,
okay,
Mother's Day. No.
Which, by the way, did you know that the most common day for women to file for divorce is right after Mother's Day because they don't feel loved and appreciated and ignored, and it's finally enough is enough?
Really? That's hard.
That complicates
that
things.
So
do you do it before Mother's Day?
Well, you know, hopefully, you know, I mean, it's never a good time to say you want to have a divorce.
Right.
But you can look at it in the aspect if it happens, you know, after the graduation party or after Mother's Day, and you can still be, you know, friends. You know, the child could be the best thing that happened out of what you're not happy in anymore. And, you know.
Because it takes away from the child. It really does. It really does. Peggy, correct. Thank you so much for the call here. We've got Old Soul Joan online, too. Old Soul Joan, we just threw a whole wrench into this person's plan of wanting to file for divorce after the graduation party because Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah. I'm just, wow. I mean, what did this guy, did he talk to her at all before he wants to go for a divorce?
Doesn't seem like it. Right. According to the text, if you read into the text. Yeah.
Let's talk, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely, I mean, I think it has to be way after Mother's Day. I mean, okay. She gave you a family. She gave you a life. I mean, she became boring. You became bald, maybe. I mean, you may not be the prize junkie.
True. And so your answer...
Not laughing at people that are bald at all. Just the fact that it's just, like, hey,
you all have changed.
Yeah. You all have changed. Things have changed. Perfect. Well, and this sounds hurtful, doesn't it? It sounds hurtful. Like there's a point to be made to do this right around the graduation and Mother's Day. And if you plan to hurt, that is going to make this divorce such a bigger headache. And there's clearly a child between the two of them. And so that's going to make their life more difficult. There is a way to go about it that is respectful, even though it is difficult.
Right. I mean, this kid is going to look at it and say, well, did I do something to lose this man? You know, mom and dad.
Or I was thinking,
regardless of how old they are, they're going to take blame for it.
Well, yeah, like the daughter graduates college this weekend. So now the daughter's sitting there going, oh, you just hung on for me? Oh, I feel like it's my fault. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much, Old Soul Joan.
Thank you, Old Soul Joan. We've got more calls that we're going to get to here. We've got to play some songs and take a little bit of a break. But what is the original question, Radar?
Planning on telling my wife of 31 years I want a divorce. She's become boring, has no ambition anymore. I only have one life and want to be happy. Is telling her after our daughter graduates college this weekend a good time? 414-432-1099.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right, we guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
He's telling my wife after our daughter graduates college this weekend, a good time to tell her I want a divorce. That is Text Roulette, kind of in a nutshell there, here with Elizabeth and Radar. Mama Bear Missy, what do you think? What kind of advice would you give this mixed listener?
Has he been thinking about it for a very long time? Has he tried therapy first and talking to his wife? Has he had the open conversation with his wife and saying, hey, do we need to go to therapy for, because I feel neglected of this, this, and this? And then the wife could go, well, I am too of this, this, and that. It almost seems like he's jumping the gun right away.
Or there's justification of it, like, I only have one life. Yeah. Okay, back. We
kids out of college, off on her own. Let's go. I'm done.
Exactly. Yeah. That this maybe a separation is best first, or a conversation, but to immediately jump to divorce, if nothing, it's not like infidelity has happened, it sounds like, or something major, like they've drained your savings account or anything like that.
Mama Bear Missy, have you known anybody who's all of a sudden decided to blow up the marriage at one point in their life?
My aunt and my uncle did.
And okay. Did they go through with the divorce?
No, but they did it at my cousin's graduation party, and it was a mess.
You're kidding me. At the actual party, this happened.
Well, because of my aunt's friend that had mentioned something about the husband is saying some certain things.
We've all got that friend that wants to have the back of their friend, and then all of a sudden things escalate. Oh my gosh. And what did you, that must have been so embarrassing and uncomfortable for you all.
Well, actually, no. I stepped in and I'm like, okay, you guys can figure this out later, but why are you ruining this for your child?
Mama Bear Missy just stepping in.
Well, she's living up to Mama Bear.
Big time.
And so then what did they do?
Yeah.
They actually ended up just not talking the rest of the graduation party, but then...
Shocking.
Happy party.
The next day, I came over and I said, listen, this is how it's going to go, and you're going to do this, and you're going to try. And if I had to hear that you didn't try, then we're going to have bigger problems.
When I got it on,
How awkward. Especially when it's like, hey, I want to grab a water. Well, I can't. Rick's right there by the cooler outside, and I'm not talking to him.
Okay, Wendy, I'll get it for you then.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Holy cow. Mama Bear Missy, you're kind of like the family police there, too.
Well, I look out for the younger, the younger kids, and I have to.
You have Well, and this is something that we hope this listener is really going to take to heart, that doing this right after the graduation party is not the best time. And honestly, with Mother's Day coming up, like, come on. Do you have any respect for this woman at all?
You got to lay off a little bit. Let the, the graduation marinate for a little bit, the job coming up, Mother's Day. Let's just let things kind of subside for a little bit before you go ahead and drop the bomb.
6 a.m. Monday after Mother's Day.
Guess what?
Literally, it sounds bad, but fair game. Like, you have to do it after Mother's Day.
See, my luggage downstairs is all packed. I'm out.
Jeez.
Thanks, Mama Bear Missy.
Yay, you guys have a good day.
You as well. All right, it's Text Roulette. We're going to wrap up here with BJ. Thanks for calling in again, buddy. So what do you think about this mixed listener wanting to say, I'm getting a divorce right after the graduation party this weekend?
Well, how long have they been thinking about this, number one?
Yeah.
Number two, why are they dropping this right now? They need to wait, like, way, way after. They have to wait till after Mother's Day. They have to wait all summer because you have all this stuff going on. Because otherwise, especially with all these parties, we had a great party, but then...
Then this happened.
It takes away from the daughter's day. It really does. And like we were saying before, with Mother's Day coming up, if you are really looking to get this divorce, you are already... just pouring salt into a wound by doing it this way.
And a year from now, she's going to sit there and go, oh, yeah, that's right. Sally graduated, I had this happen.
You were right to get a divorce, but it sounds selfish the way they're trying to handle it.
So, BJ, you're saying wait even longer. I was saying just before to Mama Bear Missy, let it marinate for a while. You're saying all summer. Let some time pass.
That seems crazy, though. All summer?
Because if you get into after summer, then you're getting into other holidays.
Well, that's just it. There's never a good time, though. There's never a good time, but there's a better time than right before Mother's Day and after your daughter's graduation.
Labor Day. That's like Groundhog Day calendar day. Like, it's not a big deal day. Like, that's one of those things on the calendar, like, oh, yeah, that's a picnic day.
Yeah.
Don't have a picnic that day.
You know? Deal with the news.
It's not like your daughter's college graduation.
Yeah, yeah, because that's special to your family. But yeah, Labor Day is, hey, it's a 3-day weekend. Okay. Everybody's off. Like you said, picnic day.
I just feel like going through the whole summer, if this is something they really want. And I don't know if you've ever been in that position, BJ, but having been in it, it's why drag it out any longer? But definitely don't do it in between these two holidays that are just meant to just cut that person.
Right. I'm thinking of the people that it's going to affect.
But it's going to affect them no matter what time of the year you do it. My parents filed for divorce. Actually, it was Memorial Day weekend when my mom came up to Green Bay and told me, hey, I'm filing for divorce from your dad.
That's well after Mother's Day.
It was well after Mother's Day. But it actually gave me a little bit of time to process it because I didn't have to go to work on Monday. Yeah. I mean, I still need a lot of years to process it.
Oh, absolutely.
But it was okay to have a little bit of time with that extra day off.
Yeah. BJ, thank you so much for your advice. We're going to send this to our mixed listener and we'll see if they take the advice or what happens here.
Thanks,
really
BJ.
Appreciate you.
You bet.
And for everybody else, you got a problem in life and you want the mixed family to, boy, give you their advice. Everybody's chiming in this morning. 414-432-1099.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.